You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right. There are very few big wins in the middle of March, but that's what the Knicks had yesterday. And the Knicks recap is brought to you by Jackpot.
Shoof.
That was big, and you know why it was big? Because the Nets went to Denver and beat the Nuggets.
Yeah, how about that? They're figuring it out, huh?
They are figuring it out, so they're not going away. We thought there was a possibility, the way they played after that trade was made, that they could drop out of the play-in, too. Well, they look intent on staying at the five. Knicks are still ahead of them by percentage points, but they put pressure on the Knicks, the Nets did, by winning that game, overcoming a triple-double by Jokic, and beating the Nuggets in Denver. Now, the Knicks are going to have a chance at the Nuggets on Saturday afternoon at the Garden, but the Nets beat them. Now, the Nets had lost on Saturday to the Clippers, or the Knicks had lost on Saturday to the Clippers. Julius Randle, kind of a turn-back-the-clock day to last year, had a complete meltdown. Teed up the whole deal, just a complete meltdown. He does not handle officiating well. I think all these guys are exhausted, but they came back the next day, and they beat a Laker team that has been playing well without LeBron, and they
and needed, had won three straight.
What was that?
They'd won three straight.
They were back in the playoff picture, and they beat them. So the key is, Randle came back, had a great game. Barrett had a good game. Brunson was out again. Emmanuel quickly played okay. Josh Hart hit some big free throws down the end. Bottom line is they got it done in a game that they really, really needed. Now they have today off. Tomorrow they'll play Portland and Dame. And then they have a long stretch where they will not play again until Saturday. So I don't think they're going to play Brunson tomorrow. I think it's smart to leave Brunson out. This way, he was wearing a walking boot yesterday. Then he's got three more days off until Denver comes into the Garden on Saturday. So I thought that was a big win for the Knicks and a big loss for the Lakers.
Who was it? Like 93-93. You're like, oh, boy. But they really just took control from then on out to get what I thought really was just a must win to just kind of at least get the split. Because now you could still get the split.
Now, are you going to tell us, Dom, why you're such a big Portland
fan? No, I'm not going to say it.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Oh, boy. Just keeps everybody hanging. That's the Knicks recap. And by the way, the Nets still have one less loss than the Knicks, one fewer loss than the Knicks. So the Nets technically are in front. But you don't want to be the sixth seed if you're the Knicks or the Nets, because then, in all likelihood, you're going to be facing the Sixers.
Correct.
So you want to stay away from that. You want to face the Cavaliers, although that's not going to be any pushover as well. That's the Knicks recap brought to you by Jackpocket. Powerball is $52 million. Mega Millions is $229 million. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app. Get your first ticket free using code ESPN. You must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service. Now, also I want to go inside the numbers with the Knicks, and that's brought to you by Eisner Amper.
There you go.
Last night, Julius Randle scored 18 points in the first quarter. So go 18 times 4. It tells you what type of game he had, giving him 644 total points in the first quarter on the season. According to Elias, that's the most in franchise history since NBA play-by-plays began being tracked in 1997-98. The previous record was Carmelo Anthony, who had 628 points. So he still has a lot of games left to go, so he could really put that record away. That's Inside the Numbers, brought to you by Eisner Amper, a leading business advisory firm helping clients transform their companies, build capital, innovate processes, and mitigate risk. Make Eisner Amper part of your solution. Learn more at EisnerAmper.com/solution. There you have it. All right, the big story, Trey Wingo. 3 minutes before we came on the air. I think he timed it because he knows when our show starts.
And that would be nice. I appreciate that.
He said that the Aaron Rodgers to the Jets deal is almost a done deal. It's practically a done deal. Mm-hmm. The Jet players, the young players, reacting euphorically. Why not? But Ian Rappaport said nothing is done. Rich Samini said nothing is done. And we haven't heard anything from Adam Schefter, who usually is the either the first voice or the final voice on anything. He hasn't said a word. He hasn't said a word. I think people are just waiting for Rodgers to say it officially. But once, I don't even know what the urgency is anymore, guys. I don't know if you agree with me. What is the urgency after Jimmy Garoppolo already has agreed to terms with the Raiders? So anything you do after this is going to be a trade anyway. So there is no urgency anymore.
Well, it is. There is still an out because nothing's official yet with Vegas. It can't be made official yet. So there is still that window that, say, lets the Jets lost out on Rodgers that they still could.
Right.
Make a move for Garoppolo. It's happened before. It happens rarely, but it does happen where a player has agreed to go someplace and it's not official and then he gets gobbled up. But this looks like it's pretty much done. Trey wouldn't send it out there unless he heard from Rodgers or somebody close to Rodgers that he's going to play. Because that really was the only debate, Michael. Is he going to play or not? If he's going to play, he's going to play for the Jets. If he wasn't going to play for the Jets, he was going to retire. He's not going back to Green Bay. They want to move on from Love. They're not going to take that cap hit. And there's no other team interested.
But one thing he will do, he'll go back to Green Bay to get the money. Because he's not going to let them off the hook for $60 million. He'll make them release him, and then he can go wherever he wants.
But the idea that he is going to play in Green Bay next year is not a thing. If he's going to play in 2023, it's going to be with the Jets. So now it's just a matter of the compensation, and I think the Jets have enough leverage to get this done.
Adam Schefter reporting the Bears are giving former Bills linebacker Tremaine Edmonds a 4-year, $72 million deal that includes $50 million guaranteed. It's the largest 4-year contract for an inside linebacker in the NFL. That's a guy that Robert Saleh loved because when he was with San Francisco, he actually wore Edmonds' college jersey into the draft room. That's how much he wanted him. So, you know, the Jets were probably sniffing around. Yeah. Giants liked him as well, obviously because Joe Shane and Brian Daboll knew him from Buffalo. But the Bears jump in. Bears have more cap room than any team in football, and they just spent a lot of it.
And the Bears gave that contract to Milano, so they probably had to free up some space. So, yeah, a lot of movement going on. And another reason why you want to get all this done, because the Jets have other things they've got to worry about, right? There's other holes they'd like to fill. So as soon as they know they have Rodgers, okay, what kind of cap space do we have? What compensation do we give Green Bay? Who do we have to replace? Because they just can't sit there and twiddle their thumbs on Rodgers. There's other things they need to get done. So I know the quarterback is the most important position, but while you sit there and wait, you don't want to lose out on other bodies.
Now, I gave a lot of thought to something that I said to you, Peter, on Friday.
What's that?
I didn't think the Bears did as well with the number one pick as I thought that they could.
Right.
And
I thought that was an interesting
take. About it
on
the plane, I'm more convinced they didn't because, you know, we keep saying that they got two first-round draft picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. They swapped the first-round draft pick in the first. They got one first-round draft pick for the number one pick.
They only got one more first-round
draft pick than they had. Right.
Correct.
So the one that they got this year is a swap. So they went from the first pick to the ninth pick, and I know they got a pretty good wide receiver in the deal. I get all of that as well. I just you are not with us, Don, because you were suffering for the eighth time this week with pink eye.
That's not totally true.
Well, I had pink eye, and then it went away.
Yeah, you beat it. He beat it.
You beat pink eye, and you beat it hard, too.
Excuse me?
So did you think that the Bears got enough for the number one pick in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you always would like to have more. But you did get the additional
pick. They got more. DJ Moore.
Yeah. When I saw it, I thought it was fair. I understand what you're saying, Michael. It's not like you got two first round picks, but you didn't give up the first round pick. You just went from 1 to 9.
Right. And to the point, you made the same point, though, Michael. If there was someone they knew they liked who wasn't quarterback, who they know they can get at 9, maybe it didn't feel like that big a risk to them. It felt like, all right, well, we still get to have a pick. We get another pick. Plus, you get a 25-year-old wide receiver for your quarterback.
See, if they're eyeballing somebody they know can be there at 9, Michael, it's a win.
Now, and by the way, DJ Moore was well over 1,000 yards for three straight years until this year with that putrid Carolina offense at times, or no real steady quarterback, eventually Sam Darnold, and he still came close to 1,000 yards. So they got a nice young receiver for Justin Fields. They still get the nine. Then they get a number one next year, and then what, a number two, a second round the year before. Yeah. I mean, the year after, I should say. So I hear you, but how much more would they get?
I mean, all I know is you look at a deal that – what San Francisco, what L.A. gave up for Stafford, right? And Stafford's a veteran quarterback. What San Francisco gave up for McCaffrey, what San Francisco gave up to move up for Trey Lance. It's a bigger deal than this, and this is the first pick in a draft that has what many people think four quarterbacks that could play well in the NFL. So I just thought they'd get more.
Have a Trevor Lawrence. If there was a Trevor Lawrence at one, then maybe it would be a week, but what you got in return. But I think they're good quarterbacks coming out of the draft. But does anybody think that there's a generational one? And you don't know. It's a draft.
You don't know.
Like some of the players outside of Trey Lance that you gave as examples, I know what they can do for me. You know, San Francisco knew what McCaffrey could do for them. When you're talking about draft picks, you know, what are these guys going to amount to be?
Do you want to hear the best support I can give you for your argument about it not being enough?
Please.
You may remember the year. It was 2012. And a certain organization, I'm not going to say which, that one of us roots for quite passionately, traded up four slots to get to number two so they could draft wonderful ESPN talent and incredibly cringe TikToker Robert Griffin III. The Commanders sent three first rounders and a second rounder to move up four slots. So I guess it depends on the year and how desperate the team is to make the move.
Right.
Maybe, you know, maybe Chicago wasn't desperate. And they're like, hey, we'll keep number one if you want. And Carolina's like, no. We need to go get someone in the first three picks. We're not comfortable with trotting out Sam Darnold as our starter next year.
God, but you were comfortable enough to give him the fifth-year option.
Yeah.
To make a trade for him and then give him the fifth-year option.
And listen, it proved to be somewhat valuable for them last year because they were able to bring him in and still have a decent season. Sam was pretty good last year.
I could see them bringing him back and being like kind of a mentor for the young player.
They may do that. And by the way,
they should do it.
Yeah, still wish
it wouldn't be a bad idea for the Jets to bring him back.
I was going to say the Jets getting him to back up Rodgers would be just fine.
Yeah.
He's now proven himself that he can at the very least steady the ship in a tough situation.
I would love, with the right coach, right circumstances, to see what that kid can do. Now, obviously, he was not worthy of the third overall pick, but I still think there's more there than what we've seen.
I think he's got a higher. I think in real, we will see that over time he has a higher ceiling than Zach Wilson.
It's time for another Hoops preview brought to you by Bet365. Wow. Download the app today on Friday at 4:30. Rick Pitino and 13-seeded Iona face 4th-seeded UConn in the West region. So that one has a real local flavor with Hurley against Pitino. And Pitino was asked yesterday about the St. John's job. He kind of talked in circles but didn't say, I'm not interested. So I think these are the last games, however many they win, that Rick will be coaching at Iona. I really do believe it. He's got a lot of teams that want him. I think he's a fairly young 70-year-old. They did not press any charges or make any kind of a punishment from the NCAA. What happened in Louisville, that's been dropped. So, and he's a great coach. So I mean, he gave an answer, though. I wouldn't even know how to get to St. John's. I haven't been there. And really, Utopia Highway, put it in the GPS, you'll get there in a second. Unbelievable. Anyway, he's great, though. So UConn against Iona.
I'm ready for the tourney, but I'm not going to lie to you guys. The one thing that kills me about like making me feel older, like I'm not the same person I used to be, my excitement for the tournament is so not what it used to be. I used to like get so charged up. Now, like, I look forward to it. We'll have fun having it on in here. We'll have some good times, but it's just not how I used to be. Oh, man.
I blame Drop Madness.
Yeah, maybe it's that Drop Madness overwhelms it all. By the way, the podcast for Drop Madness is up right now. So wherever you can find podcasts and on the ESPN New York app.
I was honored to be a part of it.
Oh, we are happy to have you.
Let's go to Year Cornelius two. In Weehawken. Cornelius.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. I got a little bit of a theory on this with Rodgers, and I mean, it seems eerily familiar with the whole Patrick Kane. Is he coming to New York? What did Patrick Kane decide? It sounds like the same conversation we had 2 weeks ago about Patty Kane. And with Rodgers, I think he's soaking up the attention and loving this. And I think it stems back to the 205 draft when he was the last girl sitting on the benches. No one asked to dance when he got drafted at number 24, when he should have went a lot higher.
Well, in retrospect, he should have gone a lot higher, but he's proven that already. He's certainly proven that you know, everybody made a mistake that didn't take him, but he's had a lot of attention since then. But the bad thing about Aaron, though, he's kind of turned into the guy that he didn't like. Brett Favre, with all the uncertainty, should I stay, should I go, am I going to play for Green Bay, would I waive a trip? He's going to end up going to the same team that Favre went to.
If he really wants to not be Brett Favre, Michael, he's got one last chance if he comes to the Jets to not be Favre, and that's give the second year. So maybe
he cannot go to the Jets.
There's always that, but I think he's going to come. The question, though, you have to ask yourself, was there ever a moment Rodgers was honestly debating whether to come back or not?
I don't think so. I've always said he's not leaving $60 million on the table.
Well, if that's the case, then clearly this was all about attention. But if he seriously was contemplating retirement, then I guess you got to give him a break.
But don't you also, don't you think he's had a little bit of a bracing cold water thrown in his face that no other team wants him?
Well, can he explain it away by, the Packers aren't going to trade him to an NFC team, and how many AFC teams needed a quarterback? So it would be the Raiders and the Jets.
Maybe the Dolphins. I mean, there's still rumors out there the Dolphins are going to end up with Brady.
I don't know. I guess it could be humbling.
That cannot be real, by the way.
Well, Rich Eisen said he's heard a lot of it in Indianapolis, and then Brady answered back and said, I just adopted a cat, and you don't realize how much time that takes.
So. Did he really say that?
Yeah, he really did.
The cats take the least amount of time.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
You change the litter box, that's it. Cats don't want to have anything to do with you.
I will say.
Why have a cat, then?
They offer companionship.
He said they don't want anything to do with you. I'm quoting Don. He has two cats.
Every cat's different, by the way.
Well, I'm just saying it's on their terms.
Right. Anyways. I'll say this. I defended Rodgers last year. I'm like, you want to come back? Come back. I'm always up for more Brady, I should say. If he does it again, immediately after saying I'm legit retiring, posting the video, sand is selling on eBay, I can't.
You'd have to be out.
I would have more problems if he sold the sand.
That's not the point.
He knows the sand is being sold.
Yeah, and he could be part of the sand selling industry.
You don't know.
We don't know.
Like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who knows? But it would be so weird. What's the point of retiring? Just say, hey, I'm ready to move on from where I am. Like, why? Wasn't his deal up? He could have went somewhere else.
Yeah, he definitely could have. Or he could have gone somewhere else. Let's go to
so close.
Mitchell, the limo driver. Mitchell.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How are you, Mitch?
Okay, I'm fine. I'm not a Jets fan, okay, but I kind of remember speaking to you guys right after the news broke, after the season, that the Jets were looking to get Favre and that Favre might come here. This whole thing is orchestrated because of his ego, okay? What they should do, they should offer Lamar Jackson a contract and let him make a decision right then and there because he's dragging this out. And my view is that if he did, they didn't get off the plane with him, he ain't signing with them.
So you don't think he's going to go to the Jets?
Nope. He's either going to go back to Green Bay because he's not going to leave the money on the table. The Jets should force his hand. Offer Lamar a contract. Offer Lamar a contract.
Well, how's that forcing his hand? That means they would be moving on from him.
Right.
What if Lamar takes it and then the Ravens, we'll take the two. Then they're out on the Rodgers deal. That's not forcing his hand.
I could be all wet on this, guys. I think that when the smoke clears on this and we get Joe Douglas on, if they're honest, we're going to hear that they knew all along they were going to get him.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah, and that's
why they didn't have to bring him back on the plane.
Right.
They probably knew then they were going to get him.
And it's less nozzly than we think, because it's probably just a case of just getting all the ducks in a row, and they'll announce it in good time and waiting for the free agent signing period to begin and all that. But you say drag it out, force them to make a decision. I think once the Jets got on that plane, they knew that this was done. It was just a matter of the compensation. And that's probably the holdup right now, because what Mike Tannenbaum was telling us all along is you've got to figure out a way to protect yourself in case this is just for 1 year. So they probably have to put language in there, which is difficult to do because nobody knows what Rodgers is going to do. Will he give him a second year? So the Packers probably don't have an appetite for the Jets don't have an appetite for that kind of conversation. But it's hard because nobody knows. Is he going to come back for a second year or not? How do you offer something to Green Bay and Green Bay or even ask for anything when you don't even know if it's going to happen or not? So that's going to get hammered out. And I think once it is, then we'll find out officially. I'm at the territory now. I'd be shocked if Rodgers isn't a Jet. Shocked.
I think I would be too. So our social media group, in honor of the Oscars yesterday, had asked everybody in the station to choose an actor that would play you in a film.
I'm glad you brought this up.
And there are two people in the station that chose the exact same person. Do you want who they are?
Was it Clooney?
No.
Hmm.
Yeah, Peter chose Clooney. Yeah. What a jack.
I just want to say, before Michael continues, I was the only honest person.
I think I was too. You'll see.
Wait, what do you mean? What's honest? It's what
he
I
had
said.
Alfred Molina.
Yeah, so I wasn't going for, you know, Mr. Gore. I just wanted to find somebody that kind of looked like me that could play me. You're George Clooney. What do you have in common with George Clooney? Nothing. Zero. You're both human beings. Done.
Skin tone similar.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Goodness. Is it not?
No, you're out of your mind.
Skin tone similar.
No.
And he could shave his hair down to
he
be
could,
baldish.
But he wouldn't.
Well, wow, he would do whatever.
I just said there was really just the height of arrogance.
Why? It said who would you want it to be, not what's the most
no,
appropriate.
Who, if you could choose one actor to play you in a film.
But you know what?
So you'd have to choose somebody that looked kind of like you.
And Anita, come back to me with Emma Stone, okay? Can you come back to me?
Don, you... It really says what you think about yourself. This is sad.
Well, just that I'm an honest person. I look at myself. What do I always say, Peter?
Hmm.
The worst lies you tell are the ones you tell yourself.
You didn't like who I picked on?
No, it's solid.
Who was yours again?
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
And strangely, Rothenberg chose the same guy.
Okay, I have bad news for you both. Vince Vaughn is as ridiculous for both of you as Clooney is for me.
Vince Vaughn has the 5'6" head that I have.
Yeah, but he's still
my height.
But he's still much better looking.
I'm closer to Vince Vaughn in looks. You're not even on the same planet as George Clooney.
You're not in the same planet as Vince Vaughn.
Real quick, okay? Colin Farrell, Dan Grosse. I could see that.
Jason Bateman, Mike Greenberg.
Yes, that one's actually good.
Henry Cavill for Rick DiPietro.
Who?
Henry Cavill.
No idea what you're talking about.
He played Superman.
Oh, of course.
Ernie Hudson for Larry Hardesty. I thought that was good.
I don't hate it.
No, you know what? Rothenberg did not choose Vaughn.
Oh,
I apologize.
Geez.
He chose John Hamm, also delusional.
No, that, for the record, that is the most delusional yet.
That is delusional. Pat O'Keefe chose Vince Vaughn. Also, come back to me.
Alan Hahn chose Tom Cruise. You know, you can't argue with him.
No, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Gordon chose Ed Burns.
First of all, hold on. Let me tell you why Alan's a real joke in this case. Number one, Alan's a very handsome man. He chose literally the man who's like the standard for what handsome was for 20 years. Now, I know Clooney's up there too, but not like Cruise. Cruise was literally the gold standard. Furthermore, Alan is a full foot and change taller than Tom Cruise.
How about Ty Butler going old school with Denzel? Come back to us, Todd.
No, I mean, by the way, I would feel bad about mine if these other insane ones weren't popping up.
But Larry's honest. He chose Ernie Hudson.
No. Larry's the only one I respect. Larry and Don are the only people I respect on this list.
And Carlin chose Zach Galifianakis.
I mean, but Zach would have to put on an inordinate amount of weight to play Carlin.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, is that really a mean thing to say, that Carlin weighs more than Galifianakis?
Well, what is he supposed to go, Fatty Arbuckle? I mean, How many overweight actors are there?
So you think maybe you have Galifianakis go full Brendan Fraser and like wear tons of prosthetics?
But that doesn't work. Like, who is a full-blown movie star that's fat?
Goodman.
Well, it used to be the guy, Seth Rogen? Not Seth Rogen.
Jonah Hill.
He's very thin now.
I do want to tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook.
Sure.
Yes.
But I also want to tell you guys, I reached out to Dave Rothenberg on his birthday yesterday.
I did too.
I was ghosted.
I was not.
I was ghosted.
He said, thanks, pal.
Wow.
I was ghosted.
Oh my God! So he's like everyone else here. He only thinks Michael matters.
Yeah. Once you get back to Michael, you're good.
Oh my God! Well, you know what? Maybe he'll respond when to the wedding invitation he's not getting.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's time for Diamond Notes, brought to you by London Jewelers. The Mets got some bad news today. They are going to play the first half of the season without Jose Quintana. Remember, they signed him to a two-year contract, and he had a really durable year last year, but he's expected to be shut down from throwing for at least 3 months.
Right.
He was diagnosed last week with a stress fracture on the fifth rib of his left side, and this is from Mike Puma of the New York Post. So, 34 years old, durable up to that point, and now, you know, they're going to have to lean on a Peterson or a McGill, Don. That's tough. And you also have to hold your breath with Cody Senga.
Yeah.
Because he's got tendonitis in the tip of his finger.
You got to be deep, 7-8 deep with your rotation now.
At least.
Guys are going to get hurt, but to miss half the season, Michael, for a new acquisition stinks.
Now, the Yankees had some concerning news. Obviously, Harrison Bader is going to be out at least 6 weeks. So, you know, if everything goes great with the oblique, he's going to come back sometime toward the end of April. You know, I spoke to him on Saturday, so I'll be fine. It's not going to be long term, so you hope that he's right. And then you find out yesterday that they scratched Anthony Rizzo because his back is a little cranky. Now, Aaron Boone said it's not a big deal. He'll be fine. You know, it's just precautionary. And I would tend to believe him. But the fact that Anthony has had back problems that's kept him out of games, where he had the epidural last year and things like that, that's a little concerning. Remember, they signed him to a 3-year contract, but they knew that this back issue did exist. So now you've got Bader out. You've got Trevino out. You've got Canely out.
Oh, boy.
You've got Montas out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving one out. An important one at that. Oh, you've got Rodon out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're holding your breath that Rizzo is going to be okay. That's why it's kind of funny. We sit back and we go, who's going to make the team? Who's not? We don't know. Did we know when we were trying to come up with who's going to make the Yankees that Bader wasn't going to be on the opening day roster. Lou Trevino's not going to be on the opening day roster. Tommy Canely's not going to be. We don't know.
Yeah.
So let's wait till the end to see.
And there'll be more. Still a lot of spring training left. Volpe's having a nice spring.
Great spring. Really looks good.
Now, when you talk to Harrison Bader, does Jimmy Baio come up at all?
No. No.
Really? What's going on there?
Yeah, you don't say that he's got a family member that calls and doesn't like Peter, or Peter doesn't like him. That doesn't come up in conversation.
No, I don't think that's my place.
What your place? That's actually an icebreaker.
Well, I don't need to break the ice. We're okay. We're good.
But hold on one second. There's some. Yeah, Don, I agree with him on one thing. He doesn't need an icebreaker. He's Michael K, for God's sake. But it wouldn't come up. You know, your uncle calls my show all the time.
No, I didn't do it.
How many times have you met him?
I've met Harrison a lot.
Yeah, I don't know how it doesn't come up in conversation.
This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
This is really weird.
That you have so many things.
I brought it up with Harrison's mom and dad.
But you never. Are you always talking baseball when you talk to him? Just like, hey, how you feeling? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, at my age right now, I don't really make much small talk with the guys.
But it's just a common thread.
They're not on my, you know, they're not at my age level.
No, they're not on your level in life, is what you're saying.
No, they're very much on my level of life.
Interesting.
I just don't know how it doesn't dumb down the conversation or anything.
But the only way I think this is normal is if he literally has only interacted with the young players to get information to talk about in games. Although I would think you could talk about it in the game too. You probably have talked about it. Haven't you?
Talked about what?
Have you mentioned Jimmy Baio during the Yankee broadcast?
No.
Never?
No.
Well, I think it's just perspective to Jimmy. I don't know why you wouldn't, you know, if I even brought up with John Flaherty, his dad used to call sports phone. Like, it's just a normal thing to just say, hey, I had interaction with one of your family members. Seems like a good guy. Or an irritant. Either one. It's just a conversation.
Your Uncle Jimmy, whew, he's a talker.
If you guys feel more comfortable with me bringing it up, I will.
All right, good. Thank you.
I'm baffled.
I just don't see the use of it.
The use of what? Conversation?
It's a connection.
What's the use of the baseball
conversation? We had a conversation anyway.
But what was it about? I want to hear it.
About his side.
Oh, he must have loved talking about that. Why can't he just be human? Don't be that, like all the other media guys. So how's your side? What kind of season do you think you're going to have? Getting acclimated to New York? How's it play center field?
No, he spoke to the assembled media. He broke out of the scrum. He was done. And I said, you going to be okay? And he looked at me. He goes, no, I'm fine. There's no worries. I'm fine.
Hey.
And I let him go. By the way, let's talk about Uncle Jimmy.
Well, not that. No, don't say it that way. Just say, you know who's been calling the show? Your Uncle Jimmy Baio.
Well, and then he'd be disgusted by it.
And then he's disgusted. Then you know. Then it's fodder for us on the air. But I don't know. It's like a common. I don't interact with athletes
kind of
the way you do.
What conversations of this sort do you have with hockey players?
He doesn't have the same situation.
Why?
Because he doesn't have any. He's not friends with any of the players' uncles.
I mean, I don't really
friendly with.
Am I friends with Jimmy?
But if I had,
what's up, Jimmy baby? You good?
If I had an in like I would get along with Marty Biron when he was the backup goaltender.
I love Buren.
And he listened to the show. So he would say, talk about the show. Or little things that would come up in conversation. I saw Eddie O in the hotel in Pittsburgh yesterday. So are the Jets going to get Aaron Rodgers? It's just conversation. What, has everything got to be about the sport you're covering?
That's right, man.
Isn't it nice that refreshing to have a conversation with a hockey player that's not about hockey? I see Eddie O. He talks about football.
This went somewhere I didn't think. That's Diamond Notes, brought to you by London Jewelers.
Because you didn't think. That's exactly
what engagement experts. Visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the newest location at the mall at Short Hills. Now, right before we went to break, I was a little disturbed.
Okay.
Because I don't get it. And when I don't get things, it disturbs me.
Okay.
All three of us reached out, despite the fact we weren't invited to a silly party.
Right.
And wished Dave Rotherberg a happy 50th birthday, because 50 is a big birthday.
A big birthday, yeah.
All I said was, happy birthday, Dave. Happy birthday, comma, Dave. That was it.
That's it.
Right?
Wow.
All right.
And then Don and Peter also reached out to him.
I had happy birthday, exclamation point. Hope you're enjoying the day.
Well, let me see if I had I don't want to lie.
Okay? All right, yeah, give us the full.
Okay. Happy birthday, comma, Dave, exclamation point. So I was like, Don.
So I gave a little more.
And then that was at 10:34 yesterday. At 11:48, so an hour and 14 minutes later, he wrote, THX, buddy. Thanks, buddy.
THX, but he's not even.
He's not trying.
Now.
And no effort.
My happy birthday came at 6:07 in the second intermission of a game I was calling.
Wow. Right.
Nothing. Eggs.
What Does about that you, bother Peter? You? Are you guys done with him?
Mine was I was reminded by I saw by Twitter or something. I saw that. I was like, oh yeah, it's today. So I texted him at 10:30 a.m. yesterday.
Oh my!
Wow!
Happy birthday, my friend! Exclamation point.
So your wish was about almost the same time as mine.
What time was yours?
10:34.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
We do a lot of joking back and forth with the show. A lot of joking. A lot of performative stuff, if you will.
Yeah. We're performers.
You literally texted him 4 minutes after me and got a reply.
Let me give it to you again. I texted him at 10:34. He replied at 11:48.
Wow. He just replied right now at 4:39 Monday. Thanks so much for your amazing text. Incredible that you did it. Amazing.
Oh, see, that's sarcasm, and I don't need that.
And you know what he is? He's being defensive. Instead of saying, hey, you know what? I'm sorry I didn't reply to you yesterday. I'm a bad guy.
Well,
I mean, what it does tell you, Peter, it's something that you've always worried about. I'm much more important to people than you are.
Oh, there's no question. That's
well, certainly people around here. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm sure if Ebros had my number, I'd be more important to him.
I don't think that would be true, but it's possible.
Now, you are more important than Peter and I and everybody else at the radio station, okay?
You're the transmitter.
But the problem I have with people treating you that way by the urgency of getting back to you and not us is this complete ridiculous idea that you can do something for them at the station. Mm. Which is complete fallacy.
Well, what can I do for Dave? I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Dave is the one of the hosts of the morning drive show.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Michael. Why is he kissing up to you? It's not going to
work. Maybe he legitimately likes me more than he likes you guys.
I don't see it's possible. That would be hurtful. And he wrote, "Not at all sorry."
Rick DiPietro just texted me. Dave made his 85-year-old mother give him cash for his birthday.
Is that actually true?
That's what Rick said.
Well, you know, if it comes from Rick, it's law. Hey, funny story real quick before we get back to the big Aaron Rodgers of it all and everything else going on. Donald, I went to the Big Caps Islander game on Saturday.
Okay.
Well, man, shout out to the Islanders. What a great...
They took care of you?
How much free stuff did you haul out of there?
You know, you're not going to believe this. Jay from the Islanders texted me and said, hey... If you want to go shopping, let me know.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And you let him know, didn't you?
I did not.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you only have two bodies to put the clothes on.
Anyways, so really enjoyed the game, had incredible seats, and my buddy Jody, who was in town, got to watch the Caps dominate, which made him happy. And after the game, I met a really cool security guard who came and said hello to me. And he said, hey, I had my eye on you all night.
Ooh.
And by the way, shout out to the lovely gentleman, Vinny, from Astoria, who I met, who was there with Maya and Anthony. He said he listens to our show every single day. And so a security guy was like, yeah, I was keeping my eye on you. Because you know the guy who was sitting directly next to you with the COVID mask and the hat on? I said, I noticed, you know, not a lot of masks these days. So I noticed the mask guy sitting next to me. He goes, yeah, that was Ralph Macchio.
Oh, the Karate Kid.
Directly next to me
really?
The whole game. Yes.
Wow. Now, was he just protecting himself, or was he using that
You know what he's doing, and it's very smart.
Now, speaking,
I read his book, by the way, so would have been a nice iceberg. Should not have bothered with bringing that up to him if I saw him.
No, even
just
if
ask him how his acting.
Even
going.
if you were best friends with his mother in high school, I wouldn't say a word.
Okay,
that was Mary Macchio.
I love Mary Macchio. You know what her favorite
food is? He didn't say hello to you. That's shocking.
You know what his favorite food is?
What's that?
Carpaccio.
Carpaccio.
That's why I call him Carpaccio Macchio. Yeah, fact.
Oh, listen to what Dave just texted me, Don.
Okay.
Did that fraud LaGreca tell you I asked how he was feeling the other day?
He did.
Did you respond?
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That's the difference. What are you not getting, Dave? What are you not understanding?
I will tell you this right now. I am very good about catching every birthday text and hitting someone at least something back. I'm not
you
saying
waited until like 11:30 in the evening for me.
On your birthday?
Yeah.
No, but I mean when people send them to me, I make sure I reply right away so I don't forget. I'm not saying I'm always on point, but I shoot at a very for someone of the stature of Dave Rothenberg. Of course I'd reply.
Yeah, you were at the Islander game, right?
No. You oh, yeah. Yes, I was. Well, wow. I mean, separately Ooh. From Dave, I think you meant yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, Saturday night, I had a great time at the Islander game.
Well, the New York Islanders' 50th anniversary season continues with celebrations and giveaways all season long at UBS Arena. ESPN New York wants to make you a part of this historic season. Enter to win two free tickets. See the Islanders face off against the Maple Leafs at home on March 21st. Just download the ESPN New York app, scroll down to Contest, and submit your entry. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Be sure to visit NewYorkIslanders.com for team news, tickets, and more. And catch every Islanders game live on the Islanders stream. Heard only on the ESPN New York app. Come back with your phone calls, the latest on Rodgers, right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dave Rothenberg, final note on him. He said, if Don asked how my birthday was, I would have responded.
So that's what it is?
Yeah. Hmm.
Is it, he was hoping I was going to engage him in conversation. I wished him a happy birthday. You don't say thanks. So if
he
I
did
saw
to
him,
me.
Well, exactly. So there's inconsistency there. And so if I saw him in person and say, "Hey, Dave, happy birthday, man. I hope you're enjoying your day," he would just blankly stare at me.
Yes.
And then I'd say, "Dave, why aren't you responding?" He's like, "Well, you didn't ask me how my day was. You just said I hope you have a good day." No, I'd punch him right in the forehead.
I think it comes down to this. He likes me better than
well,
he
then,
likes you.
Well, then you know what? If it comes from that place, then fine. All right? Everybody's got their preference. Mm-hmm. Michael's a really good guy. But I'm just telling you, Dave, right now, get close to the radio. If you think kissing up to Michael is going to help your career, zero. Zilch, you're wasting your time. Pucker up, chapstick boy. Ain't going to work.
Wow. Pucker up, chapstick boy. It's alarming, huh?
Go to Steven in Sacramento. What's up, Steven? You got a good team there.
Did you go to the Knicks Kings game?
Yes, I did. I was trying to look for Alan Hahn, but I had no luck.
Mm.
Yes.
He told me he was good.
Anyways, before I get to my point, yeah, the game was good. I just want to shout out Sacramento, the birthplace of Aaron Judge.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes. The beginnings of DJ Ebro.
Really?
And I also,
Wow, yeah. You're deep here.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, you know, the whereabouts of Aaron Rodgers when he was playing in college in Chico State. So I just want to shout out Sacramento real quick. Damn. Shout out them boys.
Didn't take quick. But
you're originally from Sactown?
No, so I'm originally from New York. My wife is from Sacramento.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so you're in there. By family, you're in. Okay, cool. What do you got for us?
Yes. So I just wanted to chime in on the suggestions for actors portraying you guys.
Okay, I hope this doesn't go left. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I got Lisa Kudrow going for Anita Marks.
Okay, a little tall, but okay.
Yeah, we could try to fix the camera work there. Also, Michael B. Jordan playing
me,
Ty Butler.
Okay. Oh, you know, I mean, two good-looking guys.
I mean, and listen, Ty, I'll tell you what, Ty might be more jacked than Michael B. Jordan.
That's right. You know what? I think Ty's better looking.
Yeah.
Wow. Now you're being silly, but go ahead.
Yeah, I got Richard Karn from Home Improvement playing Don LaGreca.
Okay.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Is he still with us?
And in terms of height, I would go with Tom Cruise. But also, only in terms of height, I would go with Tom Cruise for Rosenberg.
Wait, who?
Tom Cruise.
It would be a deep.
You can't just pair something. Yeah. Stop it, Steven. Let's get Danny DeVito to play him. I mean, we're just going with height? That's ridiculous.
You actually, I know what the answer is going to be, but you actually believe I'm closer to DeVito than Cruise.
In terms of looks, wow, but not height. DeVito's very short.
Done. That's tough. That's tough to hear from a friend.
Hey, this Hoops preview brought to you by Bet365. Download the app today. On Friday at 4:30, Rick Pitino and 13-seeded Iona face 4th-seeded UConn. That's in the West region. Let's see if I have time. I have an Alan Hahn text.
I hope he's not upset with me because I said he's a full
foot taller. No, no, it's a private complimentary message to me.
No, why is everyone complimenting you all the time?
Get your chapstick out. Maybe there'll be a promotion
chapstick
in the works.
Get lipstick.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.